This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. More details from the daring U.S. military raid that took out Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Saturday. Once a powerful self-declared caliph, Baghdadi was found hiding in a tunnel. Cornered with no exit, he blew himself up along with his three children. VOA's Carla Babb.
Top Pentagon officials revealed Monday Baghdadi wasn't the only one taken.
There were two adult males taken off the objective alive, and they're in our custody.
Officials are hopeful these men and the treasure trove of data collected from the compound will aid American forces and the Syrian Democratic Forces they're partnering with. Meantime, President Donald Trump has turned his focus to another asset, oil fields in northeast Syria.
But we're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Securing the oil fields is now part of America's mission. And Defense Secretary Mark Esper added U.S. forces would defend them from Russian and Syrian forces if necessary. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Pakistan has reassured the United States of its steadfast support to the peace and reconciliation process in war-shattered Afghanistan, stressing the importance for all parties to the conflict to take practical steps to reduce hostilities. Prime Minister Imran Khan's office said in a statement issued late Monday that he made the remarks in a meeting with visiting U.S. Chief Negotiator for Afghan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad. Iraqi security forces killed at least 14 people overnight in an attack on the protesters in the city of Karbala. Security officials said hundreds more were wounded as the anti-government demonstrators went into a fifth consecutive day. At least three people were killed and more than 100 hurt on Monday in clashes between protesters and police. This is VOA News. Amidst the ongoing anti-government rallies, Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam said Tuesday that the city is likely to see a record negative growth in 2019. The city is grappling with 5 months of sometimes violent protests that show no signs of fading. Lam said the demonstrations have taken a heavy toll on the economy. The full House of Representatives is expected to vote this week on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, addressing the White House argument that the probe has been illegitimate. Meanwhile, as AP's Mike Gracia reports, a current White House official is scheduled to testify before House impeachment investigators.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the Director for European Affairs at the National Security Council, is scheduled to appear before House impeachment investigators today. He will be the first current White House official to answer questions in the impeachment inquiry. According to his prepared remarks, Vindman will say he listened to President Donald Trump's July call with Ukraine's president and did not think it was proper. Vindman will also testify that during an earlier meeting, Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, wanted to press Ukraine to investigate the 2016 election, as well as a Ukrainian company linked to the family of 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Fires continue burning in California, leading to the evacuation of thousands of people. Gusting winds are spurring officials to shut off all power out of fear that a spark could cause devastation. Throughout the state, people are struggling to cope. Michelle Quinn reports for VOA.
These are dry and dangerous weeks in the state of California. Thousands of people in the state's north and south are fleeing their homes to escape fires. So-called wind events with gusts up to 90 miles per hour have led electric companies to preventively shut off power for nearly a million people. And then there's the smoke. These trailers are set up to help people without power. It's a place to charge a phone, work on a laptop, grab a cup of coffee, or plug in a medical device. Jana Cole stopped by the center to work.
I think I'm kind of thrown off the rails a little bit because I'm unable to meet deadlines.
She isn't alone. Others here are trying to keep their lives going, even without power. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, Oakland, California.
The European Union agreed to a three-month flexible extension on Monday, but the British Parliament rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's bid to end the political paralysis with a December 12th election. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.